beautiful. God.
Sure, you know what it's about. Honey, let me
Where do you think you're going? Nobody's leaving. Nobody's walking out on this fun old-fashioned family Christmas. No, no, we're all in this together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're gonna press on, and we're gonna have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap danced with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, he's gonna find the jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house.
You're goofy.
Don't piss me off, Art.
Clark, it's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't.
Now, come on, son.
Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home before things get worse.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell.
One. One, two. One, two, three, four.
Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Christmas, everybody. It's the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. All right.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
We are here with our friends, Adam Papagan,
hello.
James Quall,
Merry Christmas and
David Lieberhart. Speak into the mic, David. Speak into the mic. It's a radio.
I can't believe how many Scrooges are out there. Nobody had me to do the windows for Christmas.
All right. David Lieberhart and Kazu Nagahama. All right. What's going on?
Hi.
Yeah. We're talking about how much we love Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job.
I wouldn't have the success if it wasn't for them. I missed them, and I did to do the Christmas show with them, but they were kind of, you know, what are you going to do? They liked him more than me and hanging around.
Did they do another Christmas show without you or something?
Yeah, I guess so.
Cine Family,
whatever.
Yeah, they exclude but include him.
They never even called me either.
Oh, no.
And I've been watching their show for like a long time already.
You need to let them know what's happening.
God.
They included him at the Christmas talk to him and didn't speak to me.
What did they include me in?
Yeah, they did. You ate with them and everything.
What exactly?
What exactly are you talking about?
Well, they excluded me, but they included you.
Where did they include me?
Then when you were eating.
In the Christmas thing.
In the Christmas thing.
It's a Christmas battle between
were
James
you part Quo. Of a Christmas Christmas special with them, James Quo?
Yeah. Oh, what do you... I don't... That doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah. I don't know.
That doesn't sound familiar to me.
You did their Christmas show and they had you in it. They didn't have me in it.
Talk with your mouth full.
What's
does David kind of get on your nerves, James?
Anyway, buddy, in fact, David has tried James' patience so many occasions.
Oh, yeah. So has Adam.
People
Adam,
often Adam. Call him Job Qual. Oh,
remember that joke, James?
That
was
great.
You know, Adam always imitates James Qual. I never do.
Okay. Are you talking about that Krimbus thing where I was...
Right, Krimbus.
That's right, that's right. Right.
Mm-hmm. But, well, we both...
Are you eating something?
Well, last time we saw them, we were at the Silent Picture Theater.
Mm. They didn't, well, they...
That's correct.
They greeted you, but they didn't greet me.
Oh, you were... I think you were out there.
Well, they greeted you, but they didn't greet me.
You were out there at the Silent
jingle
Pictures
bell,
Theater.
Jingle bell.
You're their favorite.
It's a Christmas show.
You didn't talk to me.
Supposed to be Christmas. You're happy.
They got you on the stage at that Silent Picture Theater.
Oh, my God. What's this show is about?
I remember they put it... He got on stage at the Silent Pictures Theater, too.
You ate with them, and they wouldn't eat with me, and they talked to you, and they didn't talk to me.
Oh, that's
in fact, Mary, had to do all of his eating.
What did I eat?
There's too many humbug Scrooges that have bossed us that won't let me do the windows for Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
I just want to say that woman, that the manager at the International House of Pancakes on 6th Street in Vermont, had me come back 8 different times, and then she told me she only hires her own kind. She was really a racist.
But she's what, Korean?
I don't know. A Korean woman was racist, too.
Racist.
Crazy racist.
Let's be happy. Today's a
this
Christmas.
We're not supposed to be racist on Christmas. Jesus would not like that.
Well, you need to tell those bad managers that asked me to come back 15 and 10 times to do the windows for Christmas.
Don't worry.
What a Scrooge.
Do you have any Christmas song?
James Quo. All right.
You next.
Yeah.
James, Christmas.
Oh, well, actually, the latest song I had thought up is not exactly a Christmas song.
That's fine.
See, one thing is, now I myself can be broad-minded about, someone having perhaps a little bit of the Irish neat for Christmas cheer, but because that'd be probably something like, say, quality rather than quantity, but there is certain carrying on that I am not all that thrilled about, and so I composed a song entitled
I got the belchy welchies.
David.
Excuse me. Adam makes me do it. It's Adam because he's been real cheap. He wouldn't take me to do windows for Christmas.
Where is this audience coming from?
These guys are funny.
If I remember correctly, the song is entitled Drugs. Yeah. And here's how it goes.
Let's start it.
All right.
I hope I live to see the day all those drugs will go away. That we must destroy them all.
Beer.
Then we can have a ball. All those drugs should be gone. 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 I'm not the pusher's biggest fan, so I agree with Hoyt about that man. Prison is what they deserve.
Amen.
And life sentences they must serve.
Hallelujah.
All those drugs
heroin.
Should be gone.
Crack heroin, weed, drinking beer.
All those drugs
crack
should
weed,
be gone.
Drinking beer, Adam popping in.
All those
crack
drugs should be gone.
Weed.
Hallelujah.
All those drugs Lord, should
Adam,
be gone.
Adam, stop drinking weed. All
right. Narcotics officers have to do what they should.
Wow.
That is because whoa, those drugs are no good.
Yeah.
If you don't touch them, they can't be used. You can't get high if you have refused.
That's good.
You don't like need it. Those drugs to unwind.
Tell this to Adam Papagan and his friends that they always smoke weed on the trip.
If I had my way, they would
it's
not
happy.
Be there to
it's a long
all
song, huh?
Those drugs
it's
should
a giraffe
be gone.
Song. It's a giraffe
all
song.
All those
yeah.
drugs
like a giraffe
should
neck?
Be gone.
Yeah.
He has 20
all those drugs
no
should be
drugs.
Gone.
Listen to him on the trip.
Hallelujah.
All those drugs.
No smoking weed on the trip.
Should be gone.
About who David yeah. thinks is racist. Can we get back on some of the other complaints, David?
Huh? Right
next back to
David.
We haven't heard enough about what's bothering David.
What's yeah. bothering me
what's
is
bothering you on Christmas time?
The Scrooge business managers.
Oh, yeah, we heard about this.
Scrooge business
again.
Managers and Westwood, Culver City.
I know.
They had me
Koreatown.
Koreatown. This Asian woman that owns... This
West
woman
Lake
that owns this woman that owns a car dealer that's
Santa
Caribbean had me to come back 15 times through the windows for Christmas with the painting.
David.
And then she says, I changed my mind. I only want to drink wine.
David,
I don't want my window
to
suffer
because
of
this. Happy for the listeners.
yeah. They're Scrooges. I want to make a song. The Scrooge's bosses don't want to hire me to do Christmas decorations. They're selfish and arrogant. They only say they want to have like, their own kind. I do wonderful Christmas decorations. If you go to LibaHot.com, you'll
nice.
See the artwork
nice.
I do.
That's
it'll
a good
turn you on.
Wedge of the
a Korean lady told me she only hires her own kind. She only wants to drink fine wine. She turned me down when I went to Wilshire and the Mid-Wilshire area. I said I could do you windows for Christmas. She had me to come back 4, 5, or 15 different times.
Over.
It isn't fair.
Wow.
They won't let me do the windows for Christmas.
Damn,
it isn't
so
fair.
Full of anger today.
This song is a...
Jesus.
Hey, David.
Hallelujah.
David, would you say this song needs a little bit refinement? Before you actually...
No.
You're just going to throw it in the set?
What
okay.
do you call this
in the
style?
Set.
I don't know.
Cheap women.
So
you know, I got stood up. I wrote a song called Do the Susan UQ. She looks cute to James. Well, do the Susan UQ. Let's get the rock
okay.
and roll. Go
Susan
do the
UQ
Susan
is James Quall's wife, right?
Yeah.
And she was supposed to be here tonight.
Well,
I was sick. She's sick, right?
Yeah,
she's not sick. She could have came. I knocked on the door.
What?
Wow.
She came
she was
to the
tired.
Door.
She's tired. She was tired.
She missed
she
the big Christmas
tired.
Party.
Get
she
could
have come. She sleeps there all the time.
I don't know what
we
you're talking
her.
About.
We loved her. We wanted to kiss her.
No, she
I'm
didn't
so
want to kiss her.
Huh?
She didn't get to sleep tonight.
What kind of party did you think this was going to be, David?
Oh, it's a straight party.
I want something
you
hot.
Know, I got stood up by a Jewish girl.
Wow, what's
can
I
you
got stood
her?
Up by a Jewish girl.
Wow.
I got
Hanukkah.
Stood up at Hanukkah.
Yeah.
She told me, I told her I couldn't buy her any weed. I told her I just want her to
this
love me and be pleased.
Dang.
I got stood up by a Jewish girl. She doesn't want
like
a black
it.
Man in her world. I got stood up by a Jewish girl that looked like Bette Midler. She told me she wanted a rich man.
What's the tune to it?
She wouldn't even take
so
me
Adam, so you work with David, so like when
Jesus,
David comes up with a tune like this, like, so how, do you like listen to hear what the tune will be and then you kind of think, so what is the tune to that?
I got stood up by a Jewish girl, even at Hanukkah, you know. She said she only wanted a menorah love. I said she burned
what
me
key
so
is
hot.
That in?
Oh, I
you
got
know?
stood up by a Jewish girl on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
It's because the Saturday
Shalom.
Is the Saturday.
Shalom. Oh, I'm alone.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the Welch.
Danny, what happened? You're so different.
I think you're the one who's been drinking.
I don't drink.
What did you do today?
This is a wild Christmas party. This is like the kind of Christmas party
wild,
I like.
I have seven up and Pepsi.
I don't know. Every time
David, these guys don't even drink.
I don't know.
David, no, don't hit me with the chair.
I don't need you with a chair.
Oh, yeah. David, take that lampshade off your head.
All right, everybody.
Oh, wow. That's Animal Kingdom tonight.
So we are here for the Christmas time, and it's Christmas.
I got stood up on Saturday by an Asian woman.
All right. So this is the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. And we have a lot in store for you tonight. We have Adam Papagen and James Quall and David Liebehart and Kazu Nagahama. And we're having a great time tonight.
I don't know.
My girlfriend made spaghetti, Christmas spaghetti. We're going to have fun.
It's delicious. She's a good cook.
And we'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special right after this. All right.
I'm out of Jewish girl.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
Merry Christmas. I don't want to fight tonight with...
Music Radio Pod at skiro.la. More Music Radio Pod.
this is Rick Dees, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la. They're going all the way to number one.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año.
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. Feliz Navidad.
I love that.
That means in Spanish, Happy Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my Leva heart.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, even though I don't.
Spaghetti?
It's great. It's
my second helping.
We want to wish
Merry
all of you
Christmas.
Out there Merry, listening Merry tonight a very Merry Christmas. Wish them a Merry Christmas, David. Your
I
own special
wish
way.
Everybody out there a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
So right now, yeah.
The bottom of my heart that has no dinero, amigo.
So James is in the restroom right now. We're having Christmas spaghetti courtesy of my beautiful girlfriend. Jen, thank you, Jen. Everybody, round of applause for Jen and Christmas spaghetti.
Merry Christmas to you.
We have Fruity Pebbles Rice Krispies treat squares.
That looks colorful.
And we also have some Feliz Navidad style cookies.
Oh,
they got red and green M&Ms.
Oh, that one.
So,
wonderful.
So we are going to.
Oh, who's this?
We're going to try to talk to Susan right now.
Oh wow!
Too bad James isn't in the studio. But
I thought she's sleeping.
What's James doing? Remember the last time James was like doing like a routine?
Oh yes.
He's
practicing his comedy routine. Exactly.
Stand up.
Okay. He's got a little Mr. Magoo in him.
Okay.
She's sleeping now.
You think so?
Wait, we'll what did he say?
Hello, Susan. This is James Qual.
That's scary.
I was going to say maybe they have call waiting and she sees an 800 number and doesn't want to pick up, but they don't have fucking call waiting, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's on the phone with somebody.
She always goes on the phone talking to her boyfriend, Herman.
Have you mentioned that to James Paul?
I didn't care. She's too hot. He threw hot
water
on her.
Are you okay to say that?
He threw hot water.
But this is going to be recording.
She too. Yeah, it's recording. Yeah.
God.
Hot water?
Yeah, at McDonald's.
At McDonald's.
Wow. So Susan, James Qual's wife, threw hot water at McDonald's?
No.
At Ronald McDonald?
Herman. Cannot get in because it's locked,
right?
No.
Herman threw hot water on James Qual.
I wonder what happened to James. Because the last time he was here for the Christmas special, we went to go check up on him, and he was doing like a routine in the mirror,
that's
remember?
Right. He was practicing his comedy routine.
He's like Mr. Magoo.
Wait, here he comes right now. Okay.
Yes. Well, okay.
Hello.
I think it's locked now. Can you get in?
Maybe he's doing that in
Susan
the door was so difficult to open.
His routine doing that
let's
in the bathroom.
Let's have a James Qual.
Let's bring him on in here. That door is not locked.
Let's have a James Qual competition. Okay, you go first, Adam.
Oh, I don't. I can't do that.
Ah, yes.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's great. You know that. Italiano.
It appears that one celebrity who will not be celebrating the Christmas holiday is Mr. Vincent Price. Vincent Price. Yes.
Good. Five.
All right. That was good.
Let's hear your baseball impression, Vince.
Susan, she needs her sleep, and she is very tired. Yeah. And that's why she gets cranky. And and Mr. Liebehart keeps singing the Susan UQ song. And let's hear a little bit of that Susan UQ song,
do
David.
Do the Susan UQ, she looks so cute. Do the Susan UQ, she'll love you too. Do the Susan UQ, she has a boyfriend named Herman. Do the Susan UQ, she loves James through and
that's
through.
That's fucked up. she James. Really does have a boyfriend.
Hey, David, let's hear your James Qual.
This is James Qual. I'm related to Goofy.
That's
because
insult.
Goofy. This is James
Qual. That's insult.
Hi, this is James Quall. I get the goofy goofy troops in me, the goofy goofy ones.
I like James Quall. I love him.
You know, I sometimes like to have a take Mickey Mouse. But
hey,
I'm James Quall.
I know he talks like
he's probably playing in the bathroom right now.
That's what I'm saying. Routine. He's doing the routine.
Yes, let's hear your James Quall impression.
I don't know.
Oh. James Quall.
Yes, James Quall is a very fun impression to do.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Right?
That's just some of the ladies.
So he's the first winner. He's second.
Like and you Mr. Charlton. There he is.
Yes.
James Quall.
Mr. James Quall. All right.
Okay.
We were having a James Quall impersonation contest. If you like to do impersonations of people,
let's get your
famous stars
for the Christmas special.
Just like Plato said, I've seen enough Greek dramas. Now I'd like to see some Greek drachmas.
That's
a great joke. Okay.
Well, as James Quall would say, I'd like to be goofy and do the goof troop.
Don't fight.
Well, actually, today we're going to have some Christmas greetings from the stars.
All right.
Stars like Bob Hope.
Oh.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. The lovely Brooke Shields right here. Red Skelton. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What about William Dimmers?
God bless.
William Dimmers.
What's different?
Bing Crosby.
I don't know.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
What about...
I'm dreaming of an orange Christmas.
Now I know what you're doing.
Boris Karloff. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Don't forget to buy the steak sauce, you hear? Lionel Barrymore. Humbug, I mean a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. John Wayne, now you'll listen and listen tight. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Vincent Price.
Oh, my favorite.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That was excellent.
Can we hear William Demarest impression?
Oh, let's see how William Demarest say it. Oh, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're drunk. That's good. I love it.
Oh, wow. What about the guy that took his place?
Oh,
the guy that was on I Love Lucy. That has eyes like my cousin Phyllis McKinnon.
Actually, this guy was the predecessor of William Demarest on My Three Sons as Mr. William Frawley.
Oh.
So, William Frawley would say something like, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Hey, James, you know what William Frawley would also say? He'd say, hey, what's going on, Rick?
All right.
I like that one.
Have you seen Lucy?
Oh, yes.
That's a Frank, no?
Thank you. Thank you.
Rick.
Thank you.
Lucy, I will look for Lucy.
That's a good thing.
I
like it.
What you
do.
Excellent.
All right.
So, it's Christmas time. Well, let me get the Christmas
bells. I
thought
we could go around the table and talk about our favorite Christmas traditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My favorite Christmas tradition is singing Christmas carols. I'm going to make up one. I want a Merry Christmas. I want a Merry Christmas for everyone.
Sing it, David.
I want a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to be there for everyone, every child and girl and boy. I want a Merry Christmas to bring me peace and joy and power. I want a Merry Christmas to take away all my sorrow. I want a Merry Christmas. I want a Merry Christmas to be hugged and kissed by a beautiful woman under my tree. Oh. I want a woman to be a
single.
I want a woman to be a Christmas gift to me.
Really?
Someone to love me and be loyal to me.
I want a woman.
Yeah. I want a woman for Christmas that I can date and be with. I want a woman for Christmas.
You
want
to have sex for Christmas?
I know. I want a woman for Christmas.
Right.
I want a woman to
date. What? No.
I want a woman to date for Christmas.
I have a good place to go.
I like vanilla. I like chocolate. Yeah. I like Asian women.
Oh, wow.
I like Hispanic women.
So,
African dark chocolate women. I want a woman.
Hightown.
I want a woman. I want a woman for Christmas. I want a woman
for
Christmas.
You want a pineapple woman?
Mm. Asian Filipino woman's nice.
What about a papaya woman?
I want a papaya woman's nice. What's Chinese, please. I want a woman for Christmas.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, yes.
We can call Merry Christmas. We can have a caller.
Hopefully Santa brings that for you.
Yeah.
You know they sell those. You can just buy the vagina. Some of it you can have buy with hair.
I haven't had sex since 1994. Find a woman that I can score. I haven't been laid. I need a pretty woman to come my way.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't had a woman since 1994. I haven't had a woman since 1994. Someday I hope that I will score. I want her to be beautiful, slender, and attractive to me. I haven't had a girl since 1994. Original by David Lee Behart.
Hey, I want to hear some more about your cousins, Phyllis and Linda McKinnon.
Oh.
I don't hear nearly enough about that.
Linda McKinnon.
Let me look at my notes here. That's a good song.
I love that song.
Yeah. Well, Linda McKinnon is a sweetheart. She used to play Christmas carols at the Culver City Christian Science
Church. She looked like you in the face, right?
Huh?
She looked like you in the face.
No,
right?
she's just a brotherly love.
So since this is a Christmas show, tell us your favorite Christmas Linda McKinnon story.
Well, my favorite Linda McKinnon Christmas story, we were always singing Christmas carols at the Culver City Christian Science Church when it used to be on Motor Avenue. Mm-hmm. And she got me my favorite Christmas card of the Chicago North Shore and Milwaukee Railroad running on the L. And then another thing, she played my favorite Christmas carol, Bless Christmas Morn, to my original music at Christmas time. And she says that was a Christmas gift. Other Christmas gift she gave me, she played a lot of the music to my original songs for the Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson Show. Mm-hmm. She was too shy to be on it, but she was just a very talented lady, and I miss her, and sometimes I feel her presence with me.
Did you ever have a Junior Christian Science Bible Lesson Program Christmas special?
Every year I had Christmas specials. At Thanksgiving, I had Halloween specials. Easter and all that.
I don't remember the Halloween special.
I did it. So anyway.
Oh, did your Christmas special sound like this? With this stuff in it?
I did. Some of them did. Yeah.
The song you played last year had that on there.
Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Kind of like keys.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, I just wanted to.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Ooh, you know what is a great Christmas tradition that we haven't done is hearing James do some quotes from It's a Wonderful Life.
That's right. I never saw that movie. Is it good? Should I see it?
Oh, I like that movie.
All right.
I like that movie.
Everybody,
it's a classic, man. It's a classic.
It's in Fred's house. It's in Jim's house. It's not that savings alone.
Yeah, very well. Here's what I mostly remember from the picture, It's a Wonderful Life. It's Mr. Lionel Barrymore as Mr. Potter.
Uh-oh.
And he was saying to Mr. Stewart, "You once called me a warped, frustrated old man. Well, who are you but a warped, frustrated young man?"
Oh, Mr. Potter, I...
Yeah,
that's excellent.
The savings alone is in trouble. The Boy Scouts of America.
Oh, wow.
James gets that
joke. Merry Christmas.
Is this him?
No, it's just Christmas time.
Oh,
that's all it is. It's all it is. Don't get scared.
Remember when Jimmy Stewart read that poem about his dog on the Tonight Show?
Oh yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to do that?
It's kind of weird.
I don't think he knows that whole poem.
Well.
Hey, so what are you guys looking for Christmas? What do you guys want Santa Claus to bring you?
I want Santa Claus to bring me a single girl.
Right.
I want Santa Claus to bring me
Santa
to put
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus to put the Chicago North Shore and Milwaukee Railroad back in business, running from Milwaukee to Chicago. I want Santa Claus to bring me
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. I want Santa Claus. I want Santa Cross Claus.
Wow.
To.
I thought you were German.
Dankeschön. Yeah, I am. You're Italian to stallion. So
that's good. That's good. I like it. Italian.
Yeah, I want for Christmas. I want for Christmas the Illinois Terminal HO trains. I want for Christmas the key system in HO trains as a gift sent to me.
I want for Christmas. I want Santa to cause the train lines that are still running to stop running.
That's me, Mr. Scrooge. He's a Scrooge. He's a Scrooge.
Oh, stop.
Want to get rid of trains? He knows I love trains. That's ice cold.
I want all the banks to close. That's to me.
Oh, that's
where you hang out, right? You hang out at the banks, David?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you do.
That didn't I pick you up from the Wells Fargo with the day of your roast?
Oh, he has a man.
I love the Wells Fargo.
Well, we were in Richmond, Virginia, and we're taking David to the
Maybe we'll get back to this. We have a caller, guys, and they're calling the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. All right. Hey, caller, we just want to say something.
Merry Christmas.
To you on the More Music Radio Pod.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Get a single girl out there for me.
What's going on, caller?
Oh, you know, just hanging the stocking.
Yeah.
You know, can you put a single lady in there for me?
Let him talk.
To pass out for the holidays.
Where is he calling from?
I'm sorry that David Lieberhart was talking over you, but...
Where is he calling from?
So you're hanging up your stocking over the chimney?
Yeah.
That means cold place.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Santa Claus was British?
Irish, no? Irish.
I thought he was German. It's Santa Claus.
I want Santa Claus to bring me a single lady for Christmas in a stocking bag. Can you get that worked out for me?
We should ask his name first, no? We should ask his name.
So it's Dan, Vince. How are you doing? What's going on, Dan?
All right, it's Dan.
Dan, I miss him so much.
I'm glad you called because last week, I don't know if you heard the last episode. You didn't. It's not up yet. I fucking slacked this whole week. I didn't get the summary in.
Lazy daisy.
I fucked up.
Lazy daisy.
All the time.
Yeah, but we called Dan last week on the More Music Radio Pod, and I guess you didn't know it was us, and then there was like this big misunderstanding. And because what you said was like, don't ever fucking call me. Remember that?
He was pissed off.
And then Nick was there. It was like all weird.
Well, you did the prank call?
No, it wasn't. No. We just called to say hi.
It was like 11:50, and all I saw was the 800 numbers, and I was like,
oh,
I was like, don't ever call me again. And I just hung up because I didn't even like listen to hear who was calling. Mm-hmm. All I knew was I was like,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But it was like a Three's Company episode.
Yeah, I know. It was. Yeah, man. I was like, oh man, like Dan like hates me, and like I got sad.
No,
I was like all flustered. I was sad, mad, and I was like, oh man. And
he loves you. He loves you. The fan loves you.
Yeah, it's true.
He always hurt the one you love.
Actually, you've met Dan. This is the former co-host of the More Music Radio Pod. Remember last year he was here.
He's a nice
well,
guy.
We love you and we miss you and we wish you were back.
Yeah.
I think. I was supposed to be there tonight.
Yeah.
And. I missed the music center
tonight where I normally sing.
Yeah, but let Dan tell his story.
But yeah, I was on my way down there, and I just moved into a new place over in Pasadena here, and it's got one of those fancy automatic gates.
And you got locked in.
The motor burned out, and I couldn't get I'm trapped in my own house, essentially.
Mm. Oh, okay, that's good. Well, at least you're trapped in your own house.
Yeah, it'd be better than being trapped outside of the house. Yeah.
little bit. Yeah, and in fact, that's part of the reason I, speaking of house arrest, that's part of the reason I haven't been on the show in a while.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm not really on house arrest, but I am on federal probation.
That's right, federal probation.
So this is a
they're not going to do anything to you, are they? Really? If you come and hang out with us,
but they check.
No. That's not a problem. Mm-hmm. I can always come out and hang out. In fact, like I said, I was going to do that tonight. But
yeah. But you think like they're going to be listening to the More Music Radio Pod and be like,
No.
There's some suspicion about it.
That's true.
Right. Well, I'm not making a bomb here.
No, but I've already had to take a piss test and. And I passed that with flying colors because
you haven't smoked any. You haven't smoked any herbal medication.
Well, that he should have said.
No, I haven't. It's been horrible.
Yeah.
Ouch, you're getting off of drugs. You're learning to get saved.
That's right.
Now, Jesus is going to give you a big kiss for that one.
You have to come now.
Just to clarify, David, you've never
done
drugs.
I'll give you a kiss, too.
No, I haven't, but you shouldn't, Adam. You know it's wrong. Oh,
is Adam there, too?
Yeah, oh, Adam's here.
Adam, hi, Adam. Hi, James. Hi, David.
Yeah. And Kazu is here?
Hey, Kazu.
You just missed.
I miss you a lot.
You just missed James Squall anti-drug song. Sing a little bit for him.
Oh man!
Don't sing.
Okay,
sing 10 seconds of it. You're not gonna like this song, Dan.
You know this is.
You don't like drugs.
You know this is just right for the season. It's Home Alone for real.
Well done. I think you missed.
You're missing.
Sing the song, Adam. Mm-hmm.
Next year, huh?
Will it be time for it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Can we have like a 10-seconder?
Okay.
Sneak peek.
Well, probably just the ending. All those drugs should be gone.
I don't think I approve of this. This is horrible. He's telling the truth.
I'd like to ask James how he feels about the behavior of Colorado and Washington State.
That's horrible. I feel Colorado's gotten a little bit too liberal.
Oh, no. But they legalized weed, right?
Terrible.
What's wrong with weed?
Weed is wrong. Gonged.
Patrick.
Hey, Dan, Patrick Jones just showed up.
Hey, Pat.
He brought out another beer.
He brought Budweiser,
No, it's not Budweiser.
It's Pabst. Why don't you buy me some more soda? You know I don't
drink.
That's right there.
Almost full of soda.
You got two-liter bottles.
So,
hey, Dan.
Greedy,
so David's complaining that he has only two-liter bottles of soda. I
can't believe this.
I don't drink.
He doesn't drink beer.
You couldn't get a keg in there? I need a cup of soda right now.
Yeah.
I need a cup of soda. I'm thirsty.
Well, Nick's going to drink all your soda if you don't want it, David.
He doesn't drink even alcohol.
I'm not sure.
He doesn't drink any.
We'll share, David.
You don't drink?
No, you don't drink.
Well, you and I need to be buddies. Come on.
It's the holidays.
We need to go to a vegetarian bar since we both don't drink. You and I are We need to go to a vegetarian bar.
This is a wild fucking show.
It's the holidays. Share those sodas.
Yeah, all right. Everybody relax. Everybody talks. Let's not talk over each other, children.
I think we should go time clock here.
Patrick Jones is here. What's going on, Patrick?
Not much. Hey, Dan. Am I on the air?
Hey, yeah. How's it going, Pat?
Okay, I'm good.
You're in the computer
good,
right now.
Good.
So what's going on? So you heard the story, right? Dan called in and said he didn't know who it was the last week.
Yeah.
I feel a lot better.
That's good.
He doesn't hate
you. It's better to be pals for life.
It took me about a day to realize who had called me, and I was like, oh, no, that's not good. So, fine.
No, but it's all good, man. So you're gonna try to come in the next like couple weeks or something, right?
Yeah, you guys on, what's the deal with next week? And obviously, you know, we got to celebrate Jesus' birthday and all that on Tuesday.
Yeah. Well,
Jesus survived the end of the world. In the spring, out in the winter.
Yeah,
the
I know. It sounds like it's starting right in that room, actually.
Yeah, it is.
The end of the world starting right in that room.
if you want.
Merry Christmas.
It's great, man.
Get me a girlfriend for Christmas. That's what I want. Nice and trashy.
David's like really bound up right now. He's like,
you don't want one, David. They're crazy, blue balls, man. You don't want a girlfriend for the holidays. They're crazy,
Nick was hunting for some pussy, too.
You don't want no girlfriend for the holidays. It's the end of the world, man. You don't need any girls.
I need some
girls. We won't be here.
Jeremy is up in San Francisco. He might be listening right now. Maybe he can call in and say hello. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
No, because I know they closed his spot down, King Eddie's over there. Where do you guys go after the show?
The thing is, they're still open, right?
I gave up the music center to come here.
Bring the bums from King Eddie's over to the house? Just kind of like lose the feel of that.
My town agent is a Jack Scanatti. My town agent is a Jack Scanatti. Are they related?
Considering they're different words and spelled differently. One's a person and one's a place.
It's kind of all over the place, huh, Dan, tonight?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it sounds like... I mean, hey, it's a Christmas party. It sounds like you're in the middle of a party.
We're having Christmas spaghetti. Yeah. Christmas pizza just got here.
Oh, great.
You guys want some pizza?
Yeah. Cool. Right. Have some cheese.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Let's play these songs then, and we'll take a break, and we'll... Okay.
I'm still waiting for my...
good checking in with you guys.
Yeah, man, it's good to hear from you, man.
So we have another 1 hour.
I'm glad you don't, hate me.
For
we
have 1 hour. No. Coffee.
Coffee!
All right, well, Merry Christmas, guys.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Dan. I'll be talking to you, man.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right, so that was Dan of More Music Radio Pod and of the Mormons. We got some callers on the line right now. Do we have callers? I'm looking at the screen. It doesn't have anything. Do we got anybody?
I can't
One
hear.
Call waiting.
All right, okay, you want to put him on?
Let's do it.
All right, let's take this call before we take this break.
Okay, we have a caller. Be careful.
Hello, caller. You are on the air, and it is a More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Who's this? Who's this?
This is Steve from Boston.
Oh.
Boston. I love Boston.
Boston,
you know, the Christian Church is from Boston.
The Mama Church.
The Mama Church. Christian Science Church is from Boston. I used to live in Boston when I got out of the Navy.
You know, in Boston, it's already the end of the world. You know, what's the end of the world like?
That's right. It's pretty strange. I don't see anyone anywhere.
What's the weather like in Boston?
We have 9 minutes to the end of the world,
actually. Hey, my friend, what's the weather like in Boston?
I'm serious, though. It's the end of the world in Boston right now. This guy's calling in to report to let us know how the end of the world is going to be for us. So what are we to expect? David, what are we to expect at the end of the world?
Well,
I'll be your live apocalypse correspondent. From Boston. No one's alive. Everyone's dead. I actually managed to get down to the sewer.
What's it like living in Boston? I used to live in Boston.
You should know.
I used to take the Orange Line in Boston. I used to take the Green Line in Boston. I stayed at 142 and a half. I stayed on St. Bartol Street in Boston. I used to work for a guy named Winston Stadick in Boston. He worked for the Mother Church as a janitor.
Special, huh?
From Boston.
This is awesome. I love it.
I want to ask you, Mr. Boston, a lot of Irish are from Boston.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien's from Boston. Yeah. He's a four-leaf clover Irish.
Conan O'Brien.
Is there anything Christmas themed you want to ask any of our guests? Adam Papagen, James Quall, David Liebehart, or Kazu Nagama?
Well, I'm a big, I don't know if this is Christmas, but I'm a big fan of Krimbus, and I wanted to see... Yeah.
You know, the sad situation to get Tim and Eric cut my part out of Krimbus, but they kept adding James Qualls in there.
That is sad.
They were, you know, and I did, you have to buy this CD to see me on the Krimbus show at the very end.
Did you do a song?
I did a song about going to Star Corndor.
Yeah.
Open up the door. You know, the Corinthians have a big underground base in Boston, Massachusetts. Did you know that?
Boston. I did not know that. I want to find it.
Okay, but look it up on the line, Bob Renau. He's from Boston. But don't take too many Boston beans. You'll fart. You'll fart. You'll fart, fart, bark, bark. You'll fart more than bark.
You'll fart barks or something.
That's true, I know.
I want to tell you something, what I like about Boston. I like the Orange Line. Could you get me some pictures of the Orange Line?
Is that
line?
Your Boston accent?
Yeah, my Boston, big beans accent. You know, when I have so many Boston beans, I fart the bark the bart. You know,
you fart?
I fart the bark the bart. If you ever
what is going on in there?
I have no idea.
If you ever in Boston, tell Mr. Winston Stadick, who I used to work for.
He's stuck in his Boston accent right now.
Yeah, but Boston.
What? Give him a Christmas greeting then for your fan in Boston.
Boston Christmas, right in Boston. Boston Christmas, have a happy holiday. Boston Christmas, go to the mother church. Boston Christmas, get a caramel. Boston Christmas, go to Berkeley School, meet some pretty music girls at Boston College. You get laid, Boston College. Let's get aid, Boston. College, ride the green line. Fries getting crossed. It's our Christmas time. Boston crossed. It's you're the usher. It's Boston. Boston. Boston.
All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that, caller.
I loved it. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Well, cool, man. Hey, thanks for listening. Keep on listening. And we got some stuff for you to hear, some Christmas stuff. And we'll be right back. Are you ready? Okay, hold on. We gotta let Nick get back to his station right now. He came to get some soda. Mm-hmm. He's going to his station. We're going to start. Okay. All right.
Boston.
All right, caller. Now we're going to click back in. Thank you very much for calling the More Music Radio Pod and Merry Christmas, caller.
Merry Boston Christmas.
Happy end of the world. We're glad you made it.
And, you know, say hello to Mrs. Barbara Kelly, my ex-girlfriend in Boston. She's Irish.
All right. So we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special with Adam Papagen, James Quall, David Liebhardt, and Kazu Nagahama. All right.
Nope. Hey, fuck you.
Your mother, fuck you, eh?
Fuck you, eh?
Honey, fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Mom, eh?
Fuck you, eh?
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot shit will drop.
Once again, it's Christmas. It's my least favorite time of year. Ain't got the spirit, ain't got no holiday cheer. None of my bastard kids are getting any presents this year. 'Cause I spent all the Christmas money on drugs and beer. Depressing unless we are undressing, baby. Can you do a favor for me? I know you're expecting handsome compensation. Girl, won't you fuck me for free? I just can't avoid feeling mad, paranoid. It's a conspiracy, I believe. All the sheep will do their part, lighting up at the Walmart. From Black Friday through Christmas Eve, I'm on a convert before Christmas to a Jew or Jehovah's Witness. Satanists and atheists don't get reprieved. Hunger. Christmas carols ain't gonna wear no gay apparel. Christmas gives light in the goddamn blues.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Come on over, honey, and give your Uncle Dolomite a kiss. Well, what you want, baby?
Won't you tell me a story?
You want me to tell you a story?
Hell yeah, me too.
Yes, honey. I'm going to tell you a story about the badass Easy E. He was drinking whiskey and gin at the age of 3. Listen and listen well. He's a bad motherfucker.
Give me that goddamn book. Here, let me read you this one. Christmas in Compton. It was a silent night, yes, a holy night, until Mr. Claus turned into Santa motherfucking, right?
up lives ever after. The end.
Hi, this is WizWars. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
Missing is good old Saint Nick to be coming in and saying hello. The only thing that's missing is old Kris Kringle.
Old Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus just came into the studio. All right.
Santa Claus is here.
Santa's here. Santa.
Clothes.
Santa.
Clothes.
Missing is that lovely Susan Uque's James Wall's wife. She's such a good elf to you. Why didn't you bring her?
Oh, well, she has to get some rest. She's she wasn't even awake.
Give her a big kiss for me.
I will, yes.
And give her a big hug for me.
All right, yes, and
tell her what a wonderful guy you are.
Yes, and maybe I'll even do that for me. She was asleep.
Hey, are you going to hit that shit when you get home, James?
We've had to carry her into the place.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to attack that when you get home? You're going to get some, right?
Yeah, Susan's asleep. She's asleep.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe when she wakes up.
I haven't had sex since 1994.
You know, you have to wait till they wake up or it's actually considered rape.
Yes, well.
Which makes me a rapist.
We would have had to have carried her into the place because she's asleep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice one.
All right, cool.
Ooh, David's busted open his backpack.
You know, she reminds me of my favorite cartoon, Little Lulu.
Hey, guys, we got a caller.
She was sexy.
Are you guys ready to take another call?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Some of your fans are calling in.
We have to finish this kind of thing. That sounds possible.
Cool. All right. Cool. Caller, you are on the air on the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special.
Merry Christmas.
Hey. Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Hello. What's happening?
Merry Christmas.
What's going on,
Happy
caller?
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
You know why I want you to get David Lieberhardt for Christmas?
But we have to ask him who's the caller is.
A woman again? Yeah, caller. Thank you, Kaz. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I am Joe from Delaware, a.k.a. the mountains.
Oh, nice.
Oh, hey.
It's mucho frío there, si Latinos would say.
How are you guys holding up at the end of the world over there? Is everything okay? Are you have supplies?
I was really excited because I thought that, like, maybe this is, like, the end of the world. Bigfoot would, like, come out, but he didn't. So, like, I don't know.
Well, Bigfoot is on vacation. He's gone to be with the Omegans and Star Caladan.
Ah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, what about little Bigfoot?
Yeah, so Bigfoot, that's what happened to Bigfoot? He got taken up into space?
He got taken up by the Omegans to Star Caladan.
Okay. Was there only... you like this... you like him like I like him.
What, that's why he's calling.
Right? Yeah.
I like everyone. I like
except me.
Could you do me
a favor? Kaz. I was talking to him the other night.
Really? I don't remember.
I like Kaz.
Could you do me a favor?
We talked about wiping butts or something.
Oh, shit. I'm not talking. Well, what? No, that's all. Yeah,
I haven't had sex since 1994.
Well, I'm not having sex with my family.
I want to find a single girl that I can score.
Oh, come on, bitch.
David, we already heard this song.
I love this song.
I still love it.
David, you have heard it several times.
David, have you.
Well, you want to just
Kaz and I talked about deep broken buttons.
My name's Adam.
Wait, hold on a second.
Girlfriend for Christmas.
Oh, hold on. The caller's saying something.
I'm going to hire a prostitute.
Are you closing any problem?
Let me just go through.
Everybody, hold on. The caller was saying, what were you talking?
Kaz should remember me. We were talking about, like, Steve Rogenbuck and stuff and writing and whatnot.
Right. Oh, okay.
I met Stephen Robinson
for, like, an hour.
Is that, like, a writer guy?
Yeah, he's a poet, whatever.
Oh.
So I'd like you to write some comedy for me. But I used to do stand-up comedy with Robin Williams.
Oh, okay. He was in town, anyway.
He deer dances.
Yeah. What?
He beer dances?
I recorded that he liked it.
What's a deer dance? Like,
well, he was just,
like little deer legs?
Well, he was open. Yeah, kind of.
You like so. Put your hands on your head like antlers and then like just like run in place, but like with your legs at your side. Like it's weird. I don't know. You bring your knees up high.
Does that attract
deer dance? Like,
then do you wear an orange vest and shoot yourself at the end of it?
Kind of.
Because it's an accident.
I don't know.
I don't record your name, but I think you're okay.
Ah, that's tough.
Well, anyways, I think you... What are you going to ask? Oh, you should ask any of the cast here because James...
Well, I had a question, David. Have you seen the movie The Master? The
No, I have not.
I was actually talking to David. I'm sorry, you couldn't tell. Have you seen that? There's a scene in the beginning where there's the main character makes love to a sand woman, a woman made out of sand.
How romantic, you know?
Would you be able to make love to a sand woman?
And yeah, what's a sand woman?
A woman made out of beach sand.
You know, there's women out that live on the sand.
I don't think I would be able to
sand
make love
castle
to
in the shape of a girl,
woman.
Though.
I could.
Wait,
it'd be all
is
gritty.
Is it wet sand or dry sand?
I don't know.
Dry sand. It has to be wet, man.
You could wet it with your pee.
Oh, you can wet it with your... Calm,
oh, yeah, I could wet it with my pee.
Yeah, you could wet it with your whipped cream that comes out of your penis.
Hey, you are so good tonight, David.
I'm sorry. I should be good at Christmas time. I won't get any gifts.
Yeah, what's going on?
That's how you make Santa's beard, isn't it? With the whipped cream.
What Christmas stuff are we going to talk about?
I want Santa to bring
I know, you want Santa to bring you a woman. Like, that's what you want anybody to bring
sexual.
You, right?
Sexual. He's sexual.
Sexual.
Okay,
sexual.
Let's sing.
You're horny,
huh?
I'm not horny.
No, he's defensive, but he's accepting in a way.
Look at that old horn dog.
Yeah.
Whoever hasn't had sex since 1994 is probably like mad horny.
Yeah, that's David.
Man, hell
mad
yeah.
And horny.
Yes,
hell yeah.
David probably go like got a computer
boink
virus.
A coach.
He's laughing so hard.
This is the only girl I've been dating is my hand. Give me some hand.
Well, David, you told me that you were hopelessly addicted to pornography.
I don't think your hand can be a girl if you're a dude.
Yeah, you are.
Well,
maybe
you
could
get me a girl's. You know what you could get me from your area? A single woman to come and live with me. That's a musician and artist like me. Want that be a good Christmas gift you can get for me?
That's a tall order, David.
We should hire him a maid, and they can see what happens.
I can probably like mail you a girl or something.
Well, could you do that for me?
Why don't you come and help me?
He likes blondes and redheads and brunettes.
You have a hand, yeah. Anyway.
Like, how old are we talking about here?
I want 121, too. I like him young.
He said Asian.
I work at a Panera Bread, so like a lot of old ladies come in.
I like him young.
He's very cocky.
I like him young.
Yeah. So to recap, David's looking at me for
this is sexual.
My favorite
woman. I like him. No. That's Adam. That's don't be mean.
Happy Christmas.
No. I don't want no. Adam, don't do that to me. That's mean.
What's going on?
No,
Adam
okay.
is being
my favorite
a jerk.
Kind of girl. Adam wants to get me a glow in the dark girl.
I want a beautiful, attractive white woman with blonde hair. Latina woman with long hair, a beautiful Filipino woman, or a beautiful African woman that has real dark black skin, like a brownie, chocolate brownie.
Yeah, I know that one.
A mixed sweet. Race.
I don't think queen. I can find you an African woman, but an African woman asked me out in middle school. That was forever
ago. Once you get black, you don't go back. I mean, that chocolate brownie, you ought to have. It's like brownie.
Well,
about
it's easy.
Brownie.
You don't go back from anything that rhymes with back.
An African woman asked you out?
But I bet you.
Yeah, that was like.
Did you say, would you like to go with me?
You should have gotten some
I would like you to take me to the movies.
Some of that brownie. You should have gotten some of that brownie, love it. You know,
I didn't think she was serious because, I'm white. Why would she do that?
Oh, my goodness. They love black women, man.
We're in a post-racial society.
You missed it. You missed it. Once that black syrup gets into your white vanilla.
I was really young, so the idea of it was, completely crazy to me.
You should have went for it, man. Once you have that nice chocolate brownie taste in your vanilla draws, you'll never go back like Chris Brahma draw.
I don't like Chris Brahma draw.
You should have gone for that woman. You missed your call. Once you get that brownie in you, you never go back to vanilla. Once you get that chocolate brownie in you, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Who's all there besides, like, Kaz? Like, I know Kaz, but I don't know, like...
I said James Kwan, David Liverhurst, and
Adam Papagan. And Patrick Jones of the Mormons, the band Mormons.
I'm serious. I want you to get me a young girl. I want women that are Adam's age, 24 like, years old. I like a young...
What about a young man? You want to swing that way?
I don't play that. I like coke. I like the real 24. Thing.
I know a young man that looks like a girl.
No, I like coke. I like the real thing.
I'm my age.
I want someone Adam's age.
Adam is what you want.
No. No. Are we talking barely legal or something?
I don't mind.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, what's going on?
Is there something
tonight?
Wrong with gay people?
I love gay people. My sister's gay to each other.
One of my best friends is gay.
You know, I wrote a song about Ellen DeGeneres.
You know what? I
love gay people.
But then why don't you want to have sex with them then if you love them?
Oh, that is not appropriate. But I'll shake their hand and give them a big hug.
Shake their penis.
Merry Christmas.
He's a mean
squeeze. Damn it. It's okay.
No.
You have to accept that.
I think, like, what repulses people about, like, what repulses me, actually, like, when people hear the word gay and immediately think of, like,
I love gay people.
My butthole.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Is that what they think?
Oh. I love gay people. They're wonderful. They make the world a happy place.
I always thought that was the thing of a bundle of sticks.
I heard a beautiful song about L.A. DeGeneres. You ought to hear it.
Whenever my gay friend's around me, I clench my asshole as hard as I can.
Isn't gay slang for a cigarette in Britain?
Yeah, they say, hey, let me
borrow a gay.
Want to light up a gay?
You clench your butt out? What is that all about?
Well, to prevent the penis from going inside, he'll clench his butt out.
Yes, it doesn't work.
Is that right?
It's not, they're going to get it in there. They want to get it in there.
I think this is going to be crazy.
Now, let's go.
Well, it just I think of like Peter Penis with like a chili on it.
That's right. You didn't mention Peter Penis. But we didn't do that song. We should bring it back. No, yeah, it's never Peter Penis.
We were singing our
David
taught us a song called I Can Draw Peter Penis. Right?
Sing for him. He said, you know, he's going to send you a beautiful girl. You have to sing for him.
Yeah, sing the, you want to hear the Peter Penis song, sir?
He's sweating. Yes. Look at his hair. He's sweating hard.
Okay.
I want to draw Peter Penis.
Oh, wow.
I want to draw Peter Penis to make a girl get a lover for me.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I want to draw Peter Penis.
Oh.
I want to draw Peter Penis to make out with that girl's china vagina.
Yeah.
I want to draw shit. Peter
David, if you're saying stuff like this, when I was watching you on Public Access in the, I guess, what would it be, mid-90s, you blow my mind even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was like late 80s.
I can't believe it.
I don't really mean this. I'm a virgin. I blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Mm-hmm. I repent from my sins. I just want to give you a big hug and wish you a Merry Christmas. But I want you to seriously get me a single woman for Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, we'll work on it. We can maybe make you one out of something. But
yeah, but no fire woman like around the sun. They'll burn the hell out of me.
James, you're sitting there. What do you got to say about all this stuff?
I think James
I wrote a song about James Quall's wife.
I have to say is, here's what I have to say. Never mind Bigfoot, the abominable snowman had just said,
we're still on Bigfoot?
You ain't seen nothing, Yeti.
Very good. Dr. Dale, James is a genius.
I love it. Do the Susan U cute.
Yeah,
she's
man.
So cute, too.
By the way,
when did we get back on Bigfoot? So
he was waiting James to answer the Bigfoot question.
Yeah, he was holding on to that one for a while.
I was trying to say that.
It's hard to segue.
Yeah. Hey, well, James, just jump in there, man. I mean, you're a star. Be the star that you are.
A lot of people want to
just
hear him.
And bring the mic close to you, too.
Dude, Susan, you cute. Well, James Quall thinks she's cute.
left. Mm. Do the Susan
Vince, it's already past midnight. We're already doomsday.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like...
I guess we're all dead.
Yeah, we're doomsday, but nothing
happens. I think I can handle it. I think I can handle it.
Is this like the rapture? We all like to leave our shoes behind? Or is this something? Oh, it's something totally different. When's that going to happen? Nobody knows.
You're in right now? Caller, you're in Delaware, right?
Yeah.
How's everybody holding up there? I mean, does it hurt?
Is it snowy there?
It's really like, I don't know, like, it's really upsetting because, like, I really wanted to snow, but, like, it hasn't really been cold enough to snow. It's really, like, foggy. Right now it's raining, and it's kind of, like, gay. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? I could kind of sense that you can do a good James Quall. You got a James Quall impression?
Do James Quall. He's like goofy.
This guy doesn't know.
You can't do it, huh?
I would have to, like, find my Metamucil.
Hey, Adam, doesn't he kind of sound like a James Quallish kind of? He goes,
Yes, I suppose, but I suppose it's an example of people should be seen and not Qual.
He's only one Qual.
All right, because I don't know if you were listening earlier. Me and Adam were doing a Qual off.
Can you give me a coffee?
Wish your name is something. Yeah, Qual off. Something.
Yeah, we're doing a Qual off.
Episode.
Yeah.
Quack, quack or something.
So, I don't know. Maybe you can practice and then call in next time.
But this guy,
I want to ask you if you could, you know, if you're ever in LA, I'd like you to come and visit me.
And
if you know of any single girls, you can give them my phone number.
That sounds pretty
213
good. 213-422-2455.
5559.
Right?
4559. I am not going to be able to remember that.
213-422-9429. They're saying it wrong.
Well, just go. Symphony isn't going to make it better.
422-422-422-422.
Download the podcast too, and it'll be in there. Just like you can rewind it, fast forward or whatever, decipher.
Wait, hold on. This would be, okay, if Cash still has my number, it would be easier if he just, like, texted it to me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
don't you text it to him,
Taz. I will remember.
213-422-4559.
Kindness.
5555? Don't listen to them.
213-213-213-213.
David, I'll give him a number. Don't worry.
Okay, thank you.
I know him.
Everybody thought it might be the end of the world.
It is.
But what happened was that Arnold Schwarzenegger is starring in a new picture, so it's actually worse.
Yeah, we had to wait till January for that one. Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that. I enjoy Arnold's films, and I still like him. I'm sorry. I read his autobiography. It's very entertaining.
The end of the world where God quit without saving.
Still fun, though.
If you start talking about God, David is going
to
jump
in. I went from blood and guts pictures to gutting social programs.
Come on. He's Conan.
And he always says nine. No one makes the taxes high.
I think we need something.
You know what really cheeses me?
What cheese and wheeze?
The fact that I can't own a red panda because they're almost gone.
This is James Quall's long lost son, I think.
Yeah. Do a panda, James Quall.
Pandas.
He looks like him, I guess.
Yeah?
This guy, I don't know.
Are you related to James Caller? Because you
do
sound
like I'm related to James Quall.
You never know.
It's his son, James Quall.
Even though I've actually met Jack Black, I can't remember his voice well enough to imitate it.
Subterranean.
Kung Fu Panda. What nationality? I've actually met the guy who was Kung Fu Panda, Jack Black. You're not Asian, for sure.
So, caller, before we go, we're going to move on, but is there anything you want to ask the gang here about Christmas, or you want to ask them anything?
Whatever you want.
What is everyone's favorite snack on Christmas?
My favorite snack on Christmas is gingerbread.
Okay.
And my favorite thing is I like ginger, anything ginger, ginger cookies. I like gingerbread.
He said everyone, so we should move on.
Okay, so James, what do you like for
Oh, let me see. Oh, well, one traditional food that I've always gotten a kick out of traditional Christmas food I've always liked is the Christmas pudding.
Mm. Oh, okay.
The right. Christmas pudding.
That's your favorite usually, Christmas snack?
It's usually Cross and Blackwell brand. Ye olde English plum pudding.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like rice pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's delicious Christmas treat.
And then you,
Adam,
Papagan.
The old English.
Eggnog.
Oh, that's
I love
the
eggnog.
Tradition.
Eggnog is really good, man.
Oh, yeah.
I love pumpkin pie.
Yeah, but
I can have a couple glasses. I do have diabetes now, and that's what we have in common, David. You know, we're diabetes
brothers.
I like
fruitcake. Sorry, I like it.
You like fruitcake?
Yeah, I do.
You do? I've never tasted it.
The green things, those are pineapple. They're just dyed green.
Oh, no. They have cherries dyed green,
from NPR.
Too.
Yeah.
They have cherries dyed green on the
green. Yeah, I know.
You learned it from NPR.
That's sugar, very much. A lot of sugar.
Sugar.
He's a sugar high.
Well, cool, Colin.
Like my grandmother's throat says, let me give you some sugar. Let me kiss you good.
Oh, gosh. He is
well,
so
hey, thanks for calling
tonight.
In, Joe from Delaware. That's you, right?
Did you fart?
Yeah, no problem. This was awesome. My favorite.
David farted. He did.
Hold on a second. Everybody's talking over. What were you saying, Colin? Your parting words.
No, Adam farted.
I said, no problem. I enjoyed it. My favorite Christmas snack is spaghetti and meatballs.
We had it tonight.
That's right.
We had it Italian. We had it tonight. It was great.
Tonight.
So, all right, Carl. Well, thank you very much. And from all of us here at the More Music Radio Pod.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
All right, cool.
Merry Christmas.
All right, then. Thanks for calling, Joe. And we're going to move on to the next call. And we're going to have Nick line that up.
I will.
We got some calls coming in on the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. And I think Nick is hooking that up right now, right?
Settle.
Hey, caller, you are on the air with James Quall, David Liebehart, Kazu Nagahama, and Adam Papagan, and Patrick Jones of the rock band The Mormons.
Merry Christmas.
What's up, Big Gulp?
Hey, yeah. What's going on?
Who's this?
Oh, nothing.
Looks like John Stewart a little bit too.
We have to ask him. We're very spaced out tonight on the show.
We're just kind of everywhere, caller. I apologize, but go on ahead. Where are you calling from?
Gower, Missouri.
Missouri, wow. I have family that are the rec singers that are from Kansas City, Missouri.
Let's ask his name first.
What's your name?
God Emperor Lucas.
You know, I have family from Kansas City.
I don't know.
My mama's side's from Kansas City. They're the rec singers.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Vincent Price.
I think we should let the James Paul do the bit
Louis,
all the time.
Missouri. Mm-hmm.
He's wonderful.
Know that.
I didn't know Jay was.
Wow, I didn't know that. James,
see?
You have a vast knowledge of Hollywood and different actors' backgrounds and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, that's right.
You do follow that.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
What can you tell us? Who is your favorite actor from Missouri?
Oh!
Good one, right?
Well, I'll tell you this. among the people who were born in Missouri, there's Mr. Vincent Leonard Price. He was born May the 27th, 1911 in St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow.
He knows it.
I thought he was like born in like Europe or something.
No.
Okay.
Missouri.
Vincent Price.
Can you say Vincent Price saying I was born in Missouri?
Oh, yes. Well, it just so happened that I was born in St. Louis, Missouri.
That's good. All right. Are you honored, caller? I mean, we're doing Missouri material for you.
He might have some.
Oh, yeah, questions. I am honored.
Mm-hmm. He might have a question. Right?
Yeah, you got a question for the panel? The Christmas panel?
Oh, what are you guys doing for the end of the world?
What am I doing at the end of the world?
I'll tell you what's going to happen to me at the end of the world. The Corinthians are going to take me to Star Corindor to live in a better world. That's what I'm hoping.
Better world. Seeing as how Missouri is known as the Show Me State,
They're probably daring the world to end.
Kansas City, here I come. I want some pretty little women, and I'm going to get me one.
You got some good stuff, James. And don't get me wrong, David. You got some great stuff, too, and you know that I do love it.
I think James is you beat, though.
I think so. I don't know. Really close.
It's you know, three superpowers.
Yeah, James
competing.
Brawl's got the beat out of the comedian out of me.
Caller, it's just so fun to hang out with these guys. You should be here.
You know, if
I know.
You,
I wish I was there.
Could you do me a favor? Could you get me a Kansas City girl? I like them blonde, with green eyes or blue eyes.
No, but I could get you a Kansas City boy.
Everybody wants to get me hooked up with boys. Oh, my God.
Because you are into that.
Oh.
It's okay.
We can be friends.
James.
We can help each other and be friends.
We all know it, Dave. So.
Well.
We own the team.
You don't want you. There, people are throwing young boys at you. You don't want to just try one out.
Oh my God!
No,
he's happy.
Well, you know,
how young do you like him? Do you like him 15, 14?
Well, I would
don't
just,
answer that. Maybe would, if the world really did end,
want,
we can answer
I
that
just
question.
I just want someone to have lunch with. I would take the kids to Christian Science Sunday School and be a good dad
that's
to them.
Too much problem.
And just give them, a, you know, that's about it.
Then we have
and
to
do baseball
about it,
with them.
I mean,
that's it. That's all, folks.
Best solution to solve your problem: you open the hole in the wall and do the glory hole tonight.
Hey, caller, is
he loves it.
He is what?
Emperor Lucas from Missouri.
Glory
is that my right?
No, yes. That's Adam Papageno.
God Emperor.
Hey,
God Emperor Lucas from Missouri. Do you have a favorite James Quall bit or impression that you would like to hear?
I can't really do the James Quall impression, but...
No, what is your one of your favorite James Quall impressions that he does?
You might know.
I like all of them.
Yeah?
Yeah, good answer.
Good answer. Maybe you can run through all of them.
I like his spaghetti and meatball one. We had it tonight. Do that.
Oh, right.
Here's one for you, caller.
Spaghetti.
Well, even though I don't mind spaghetti and meatballs, it'll be hard for me to break the habit of spending a lot of time with fish and chips.
Cary Grant loves fish and chips.
That's good.
That's Cary Grant, everybody.
All right.
It's great.
One of them old-timey
Cary
actors.
Grant might have to star in more motion pictures, so we're going to keep affording to eat fish and chips.
Oh,
we have a half hour left.
Yeah, that was good. Cool. Well, hey, caller,
what's everybody's
we're gonna...
favorite fish?
But before you go,
tilapia.
Before you go, since you're from Kansas City, I love your southern accent. The Schroeders and the Rexingers in my family are from Kansas City on my mama's side. Do you know, if you're ever in L.A., come and visit me.
We can... All right, we'll do, and I'll bring the young boys.
Hey, well, just to meet the great TV Lubo Hart.
You know, I don't want to bring it up, but people over there, they like saying the N-word all the time.
Oh!
That's not true.
Elvis wants some Eddie Cream.
No, there's some people that like to say some bad Latino words, too.
That's true. What they try to say.
So it goes both ways.
You're so racist.
No, they are.
Jesus.
Racist.
Yeah, we're racism.
I love all people equally.
Me too. Sure? And
I love everyone on the earth.
Okay. Me too. And I'm glad that we're all still alive. Guess what? They were wrong. We're still here. It's the end of the world. And
that's depressing.
Yeah.
It's just we're entering a new age.
Yeah.
I used to date a girl that was from Kansas City. Name
Patricia Perez.
No, I dated her. No, there's another
Monty
one.
Kaiser.
No, there's another one I used to date. I dated a girl, Diane. Who
Diana
was
from, Smith.
Diane.
I wrote a song about her. She worked at Denny's.
Was she fully shaved? Like,
no,
did she shave
she
her bush?
No, you're a mean steam.
Oh.
My goodness.
No.
Someday a Latino bull is going to hit you so hard you'll never say anything
Latinos,
bad.
Huh, David?
What?
Yeah.
Dave likes them all natural.
Yeah, he does. He likes that bush. He likes a.
No, I don't.
He was saying
mean
he likes
steam.
He likes them all hairy.
He likes it when the lips stick out too, like it looks like it's sticking his tongue out of you.
No, he does. I don't.
But anyway,
he likes meaty women, you know, like the meat vagina.
I don't.
Yeah,
the one that
just kind of hangs there.
Don't listen to him. He's a meanie gweenie.
Oh boy, it looks like we're going to have to take another break and play some songs. We're having a lot of fun here.
Let's fight.
Caller, thank you very much for calling. Please keep listening.
And please don't listen to that mean Steve over there.
Glad we all made it. I'm glad you guys went through it first.
And Sticky, big goat.
Yeah, no problem.
Big goat. He's sticking me with his horns and they hurt.
Later on. Cool. Somebody came up with a nickname for me. They call me Big Gulp now. Cool. All right. Well, hey, let's take a break. We got some more Christmas tunes to play, and we'll be back on the More Music Holiday Radio Pod Special. All right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Jim's good.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio Program on skinbro.la.
Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one, and then he sang a song, that rare old Mountain Dew, I turned my face away, about you, got on a lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
When the band finished playing, they howled out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced in the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing Galway Bay, and the bells were ringing out for the Christmas Day.
This is Scott Rodarte from the band Olean, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on fucking skidrow.la.
Rosie O'Donnell, and you're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. I'm going to go have a sandwich. I love it.
Sing like this. Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Fa la 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 la. Try again.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. Ra 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 ra.
Stop. Sing something else.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. All my fun is to ride in one horse open sleigh. No, stop.
Yes, it's a beautiful duck. Yes, it really is. It's but you see,
what?
It's smiling at me.
Okay. Beautiful.
Yes.
Christmas would live in our memories as the Christmas when we were introduced to Chinese turkey. All was right with the world.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on the rain.
All right, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. All right, we're here, and we have another caller on the air. Caller, you are on the air.
What's going on?
Merry Christmas.
Why do all the color signs look the fucking same?
Are
you from the Midwest as well?
Where are you from?
I am from Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. That's from my favorite railroad, the New Haven Railroad. My favorite girl was from Connecticut. I used to date a girl named Barbara Fletcher, who was from Connecticut.
David,
this is the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special.
I used to date a lot of women from Connecticut. Gail Fetcher.
Why is he calling? He doesn't know.
Who do you have in the studio right now?
We have James Quall, David Lieberhart, Adam Papagen, and Kazu Nagahama, and Patrick Jones
of the
Tim
and Eric Show.
Merry Christmas and a Happy Merry New Year.
You know, I dated a lot of girls in Connecticut.
That's right. Merry Christmas.
You just keep calling and changing where you're calling from. It's pretty much, like the last two guys I called.
It's pretty much the Tim and Eric Show, except without those two losers. I like the Tim and Eric Show, but I don't know. I've been hearing some word around town.
I love Tim and Eric. You know, I wouldn't be famous if it wasn't for them. But I want to wish them a Merry Christmas.
They're famous.
Even cut me off.
David, I must say to you, I was going to come see your show in Connecticut, last month, but I missed it.
We'll be touring back again.
What's your problem? Why'd you miss it?
Let me tell you something. We're going to be coming back after the album is released. We're going to be going doing the same tour. We're going everywhere but Knoxville, Tennessee.
Are you excited for the new album?
I am very, very excited.
Well, and I want to let you know, I want you to call me anytime, 213-381-0791.
455.
Just call me.
Five.
You can look it up on the internet.
He said don't
listen to the
he's a teaser.
He's, don't listen to this gold. He's
I think you're being a critical pickle.
No. You're
critical
being
pickle.
You're being a critical of too many sauces.
Huh? I have a question for Kazu.
He has a demographic.
What's
he really
your
does.
Name?
Yeah, what's your question for Kazu?
What's your name?
My name is Sam.
Sam.
I have a cousin, Sam McKinnon.
Oh, yeah. Well, ask me away now.
But he's dead.
What's your question?
Kazu, did you get the shirt in the mail that says SWO on it?
Yeah, I wore it and took a picture of that and I posted it on your website, don't you? Didn't you get that?
Yes, that's my friend's company.
Okay. So,
could you do me a favor?
So that's
could
not
you,
even question.
Could you do me a favor? Could you ask your friend if he makes some t-shirts to me?
No, I didn't make it.
Yeah.
No. Me. Oh, me.
Well, you
David
always
Lieberhart.
Me.
You know, he's an artist, we suffer from that problem.
I think this is the problem.
Being
the
girls very self-centered.
It's me.
The people are so self-centered that they're selfish and they're so arrogant. They're always critical pickles.
But you know what you do? You show them, you give them your art, and you give them something back.
I do. I give them lots of my art.
But the thing is, it was a question for me. You kind of came into my question, and that's you.
What was the question again? What was your question for Kazu?
I don't get it.
My question for Kazu?
Yeah.
No, it was about the t-shirt. If he got the t-shirt.
You got the t-shirt. What are we talking about? What's the t-shirt like?
It's a clothing company out of Connecticut, out of Hartford, Connecticut, called SWO, and the website is
That's okay.
Could you do me a favor? I'm a big New Haven fan. If you could get them to, I would like the company to make a t-shirt of me on the New Haven Railroad. I love the New Haven Railroad that's now Metro North.
I'd fucking mob around with that t-shirt on.
Yeah.
Oh. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, you can look me up on the internet.
Are you sure the same person has called the last three times?
A caller, I also want you to make a More Music Radio Pod sticker with me and sitting out here at the mic.
No, he's a mean queen.
Hey, no, first David. Make my shirt first.
We invited
put my shirt on
show.
First. A t-shirt of me riding the New Haven Railroad.
No.
Christ.
Okay, but then I'm gonna have
David.
But I want me sitting. I want me on the railroad.
before David's shirt comes out.
Don't let this butt gut be on there.
Without him, we wouldn't be here tonight, David. No,
if it wasn't for me,
Jesus.
You know, he's been a Scrooge to me. He's been a rude Scrooge to me.
I know. I bought you pizza and got you 2 liters of soda.
I got off of work for you and then...
Hey, my
girlfriend made spaghetti for you.
It's the warmest welcome ever.
And cookies. Think about it later.
You didn't even try the cookies. You're being a critical pickle and a Mean Gene steamed.
You're being a Mean Gene, a critical pickle.
You're being
all of being a Mean Green pickle.
Don't
listen to David Lieberhardt. He's just being a mean Jean's guy.
I don't like pickles. I know. He's being a critical pickle.
David.
David insulted me because he said I'm a burrito with too much hot sauce in it.
Yeah. He's burned my tongue out.
Ouch.
He criticized me.
That's a burn.
He knows himself.
No, 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 no
Yeah. Yazoo, look at your Facebook.
What?
What's that?
Look on your Facebook.
Oh, no.
But I'm serious. I want you to make some t-shirts
for me. But
the thing
is, yeah. I think David is a little grumpy. Too.
No, I'm not grumpy. People have just been a bit a hard ass to me.
Shot out of a cannon is what he is.
People have been a hard ass to me today.
I want you to make my t-shirt of me and More Music Radio Pod sitting at the mic before you make the shirt.
No. I would like you to make a picture of me.
No, don't make it. You better make my shirt first.
Make my shirt first.
Make my shirt first.
David, do you have anything to add to this conversation?
I want you to make a shirt of Peter Penis and me.
There's no ending in this because
I would like you to make a t-shirt of me riding the New Haven Railroad.
Whenever we on the September, he's always like this.
No, I'm not.
I want you to make
it. Remember, we did a night live show like a Tim and Eric, and you kept talking like a Tim, like, shut up, David, shut up, David.
No, he told you to shut up, Dad. He told you to shut up.
Yeah, last time on. Oh, and last time you were on here. David Lieberhart lied.
No, that's true.
No, I did not.
You lied to me.
He lied.
Mr. Fat Burrito lied to me. I did make a t-shirt with horns. He's polluting me with sex and drugs, and I don't even take sex and drugs. And the Mormon radio, he's disgracing the Mormon church. He's been very mean to me.
I want you to make a shirt of Peter Penis and David Lieberhart.
No. I want you to make a shirt of the Mormon radio with horns. He's a devil. He's Satan.
How many 2 liters of soda did you give David?
Jesus.
What's this show?
He's high on soda. He's drunk on soda.
No, they've been very mean to me.
I'm going to contact the Christian Science Church and say that I've been getting hatred.
I'm going to contact the Catholic Church and say,
no, don't you dare.
Yes, I will.
Don't you dare.
I'm going to call the Church of Satan. And you're all going to be in trouble.
Hey, you guys are being a bunch of mean Gene Steams.
All right, let's all make up. It's Christmas time. Isn't it Christmas time? Are we supposed to be making it? We are doing it.
It's Crimbus. It's Crimbus.
Tim and Eric cut my part out of the Crimbus special.
Make a t-shirt of David Lieberhart getting cut out of the Crimbus special. I'm going to wear it every day.
No. Make a t-shirt of Adam being cut out of the Crimbus special.
I can't do any of that.
Don't listen to him. I seriously want a t-shirt.
Yeah, I seriously want you to make my t-shirt.
No, but make mine first.
He called me a fat hot burrito.
He called me a critical pickle. He called me a Peter Penis.
Sausage and sauerkraut.
James, you have anything to say? Now, James, turn to talk. James, say something.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Merry Christmas to Sam.
Thank you.
Well, hey, you know what? We're running out of time, caller. Thank you very much for calling.
Look me up and email me.
Don't forget to make my shirt first before David Lieberhart. My shirt first before mean Peter Pong business over there. Well, we're gonna play some Christmas tunes, and we will be right back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! Did you tell me what you do?
Skid Row. LA.
Santa Claus.
Yes, there is too, man. He's here.
Merry Christmas, boys.
Red Peter.
Come on, you swinging hamsters. Get over here. Right. We're going to sing us a happy Christmas song.
Oh, no. Not another corny, stupid song.
Yeah, no way.
Your nuts, hamsters, gather round with me. Forget about all that teasing. We're breaking out the holly and aluminum tree, cause it's that jolly season.
Oh,
I know you've been naughty, but have you been nice? That's only Santa's business.
That's right, Red.
He's making his list and he's checking it twice.
Oh, holy shit, it's Christmas.
Santa comes just once a year.
Tell him, hamsters.
Just like you, Red.
It's a holiday. Go on and give Santa a big kiss.
No way.
You can play hide the hamster on a one horse sleigh.
Hey, wait a minute.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Hey, what happened to my lyric sheet? Anyone seen my lyrics?
Heck, we don't need no lyric sheets, Red. We know our parts by heart. Right, fellas?
Yeah, sure. I know my part.
Well, that's great, guys. I love Christmas songs.
Santa tried reaching up the neighbor's blouse after drinking all the eggs.
Is that necessary?
Cats out in the bathroom for an hour or two, squashing off a Yule log.
Godfrey! Nuts chesting on an open fire, Santa's tongue stuck to the doorknob.
What?
His balls got funneled by a caroling choir while the parson gave him a hand.
What?
The sleigh came down and took him away. The whole damn crowd was dismissed.
Cause it's time to be jolly and it's time to be gay. Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Holy shit, it's Christmas.
Oh, hey,
and you listen to More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod, and we have a caller in the last couple minutes on the More Music Radio Pod. Caller, you're on the air.
Holiday season's
hey, Big Gold.
Hey, what's going on? Is it the same guy? I love that name,
Biggle. They all sound exactly the fucking same to me.
It's different colors. Hold on, is this the same caller that called in and gave me the name Biggle?
No, no, there's somebody else.
You can call me...
Wow.
I love Big Goat, though. You can call me that. You can call me that or Fat Burrito.
Big,
I love that.
He's a big burrito.
Who's that?
There you go.
He's a nice Latino. I would love to kiss him if he didn't have a girlfriend.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Where is he calling?
David, I heard you liked some boys. You want some boys up there?
No.
He wants to mentor boys.
No, that's it. Who is this? Why are they all pushing boys off of me? What has happened?
You're talking about too much about girls. So that's where there's no other direction to go.
Well, I'd be happy to be their friends and be their Cub Scout.
Yeah, that's
leader.
What I'm saying. That's fine.
Ew, yuck. That's so creepy.
That is pretty creepy.
I just want to be their Cub Scout leader.
I guess.
I feel like I haven't heard out of James from Adam.
I know.
There's nothing wholesome in the world anymore. The world should have ended today, but it didn't. So we're all fucked.
I agree. Actually, I wanted to hear a little bit more from James. James, you got anything else to say in the last minute of the show?
Let's do that.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
All right, yeah!
James Quall.
Merry Christmas, but it's true.
Who's next?
Merry Christmas!
Well, I want everybody to bring a Merry Christmas and...
Merry Christmas!
And you know the world didn't end like it was supposed to.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to live on.
I'm bummed.
Yeah, guess we gotta.
What happened? I thought they said that we're always supposed to end in 2:12. What happened?
That's true. Hey, it didn't happen.
It is ended.
Maybe somebody's children grew up or something, and they're today's adults.
I think it's literally like the 1,000th end of the world prediction. I think there's a Wikipedia page with all the end of the world predictions.
There might be.
Hey, one of these times they're gonna get it right.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to thank you guys for coming up. Caller, thank you for calling the More Music Radio Pod Christmas special. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Adam Papagen. Thank you, James Quall. Thank you, David Lieberhart. Thank you, Kazu Nagahama. Thank you, Patrick Jones. I really appreciate it. And this has been the More Music Radio Pod. Please listen every Thursday night at 10 o'clock to 10:30. I'm always late. I'm getting better. I'm trying to get my head straight.
Nobody want me doing any windows for Christmas.
For Christmas. But any last words in the last 10 seconds, guys?
I just want to
Merry Christmas.
I
want
to forgive everybody that rejected me from doing windows for Christmas. I want to forgive everybody that rejected me from doing windows. I want to forgive everybody that's been real mean to me.
Hallelujah.
And I forgive you too for calling me a fat burrito.
I love you.
I forgive you for calling me a diabetic.
What up, fat burritos?
All right, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
Christmas.
Check us out next week.
New Year.
Bye.